आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। In the verse number 2, the glory of spiritual life is stated. If you get the human body and after that we have got the qualification, then Shankaracharya has written the ladder of rise. How can you reach up to self-realization and abide in that? So all 8 steps are stated in verse number 2. And really speaking, the verse number 2 is the summary of the whole of Vivek Churamani. You can say it is the index of the whole of Vivek Churamani. Then in verse number 3, it was stated that Durlabham Trayamevitae Devanugrahitukam Manusyatnam Mumuchuttam Mahapurus Sansaraya. These three are very difficult, very rare to get. Manusyottam. Manusyottam, human qualities. Kindness, mercy. Each quality we have seen. Manusyottam. Mumuchyottam. You have got the manhood, manliness you have got, the determination, resolution you have got. But after that, if you get the mumuchyottam, I want liberation. That means you have seen the shortcomings of this world. That this world will never be able to give you permanent happiness, that you have experienced. Now you want mumuchyottam, I want permanent happiness. Suppose even if you have got manusyottam, mumuchyottam, the third, who will tell you about this? Mahapurus sansraya, the getting Mahatma, getting the Guru, that also is very, very difficult. If you have got these three things, then know it for sure, deva anugraha hetukam. The hetu, the cause. The cause is the grace of the Lord. Because of the grace of the Lord, you have got manushyattam, you have got mumuchyattam, and you have got the mahapurushansraha. Then in verse number 4, it is said, labdha katim chit narjanma durlabham. Labdha, having got. Somehow, tatam chit, you got the human form. Tatrapi punstam shruti paradarsanam. And tata punstam, punstam means the manliness, the good qualities you have got. And shruti paradarsanam, you are able to hear the shruti, the scriptures. The teacher also you have got. Yastvat muktau na yateta murdi saha hi atmaha swam vinhanti asad grihad. Even after that, you are not trying for your liberation, that means, he says, you are moodha. You are committing suicide. You are missing the golden opportunity. Why? Asad grihat. Because you are holding on to asad things. This whole thing is asad. Changing and perishable. You are holding on to asad and you are leaving sat. Sat is available. Then in verse number 5 it is said, is there any greater fool who is working against his own welfare? It's available and you are not working. Durlabham manusam deham prapta tatrapi paurusam. You have got the human form, human body. But because of the pramad means heedless, careless. Because of the pramad, because of your carelessness, you are not striving, you are not trying for that. In verse number 6, it was said, Badantu sastrani yajantu devan kurvantu karmani bhajantu devata atmaikya bodhena vina vimukti na siddhyati brahma satantare api. Even if you chant the scriptures, Gita, I can chant, I have memorized slok number 1 to 700. Not only that, I can start from 700 and come to slok number 1. It has got some effect. It will purify your mind. But it is not the direct means for your liberation. That you have to understand. It is not that it is criticized that you should not chant. But you have to know its limitation. Similarly, yajantu, sacrifices, kurvantu karmani. Karmani? Even if you are doing the karma yoga is the means for liberation, but it is not a direct means. It will purify your mind. But after that, you have to come for Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. That step you have to take. Bhajantu Devata, you are worshipping Devatas. That also, the purpose is only purification of mind. These will give you the effect. In the moment they give you effect, leave them. Go further ahead. Next step. Atmaik bodhene vina vimukti na siddhyati brahma satantarepi. Even the life of Brahmaji, 100 lives of Brahmaji. Brahmaji life is very big. We have explained all that. You will not get mukti unless you get the knowledge of that Atman. Without knowledge, mukti will never happen. So don't misunderstand them. Then it was said, Amritatasva nasasti bittene teva hi shruti brivit karmano mukte ahetvam sputam yata. Amrit, immortality. You cannot get immortality by wealth. Bittena, with wealth, if you think that I will be able to buy immortality, you will never be able to do it. Bittena asa nasti. Bravit karmano mukti ahetu. It is already clearly stated that by karma you can never get mukti. Karma yoga is required for purification of mind. Then it was said, Ato bhimukte pratyet vidvana sanyasta vayas vayartha sukas priyasan santam mahantam sumetra desikam ten upadeshti artha samahitatma ato vimukta. Therefore, we should strive for our liberation, vimukti. Pratet vidwan, Shankaracharya is praising us. The seeker, he says, he is vidwan. He has come to the class, he is vidwan. Sanyasta bahya artha sukaspriyasan, sanyasta bahya sukh. You all also have renounced something. Bahya sukh. You are not roaming in the object, emotions and thought at least for 1 hour. Sanyasta bahya sukh. You have come here. But Shankaracharya says, what you have to leave is the spriha, craving for more and more. What is to be renounced is the craving, I want more, this. First I target $1 million, mil gaya, another million, spriha, this is craving. This we have to renounce. Then what else to be done? Santam mahantam sumvete desikam, you have to come to the teacher. And teno upadishta artha samahita atma, he will tell you the artha, meaning the scripture, he will explain you. But what is my duty? What is the sukar's duty? Uddhareta atmanam atmanam magnam sansar varidau yoga rudatma asadya samyak darsan nishtrita. The teacher has put the ball in your court now. Uddhareta atmanam atmanam. You have to lift yourself by yourself. What is this lift yourself by yourself? Atma? Kya do atma? Do we have two atmas? No. It is the mind which has got two portions. One is the negative, another is the positive portion. So by positive, you have to conquer the negative part. You have to lift yourself by yourself. And when I will be yogarud, that also we have seen. When you control your senses, number one, number two, there is no disturbance from the OET, object, emotions and thought, you have withdrawn. Number three, sarva sankalpa sannyasi, there is no sankalpa, because the sankalpa is the pre-stage, the seed of all your desires. And fourth is the mind is pure, and fifth is the nibritti, you have withdrawn from the world. Then you can say you are yoga rule. Samyak darsan nishtaya. What is this samyak darsan? Samyak darsan is that I am Brahman. This is samyak darsan. We have to establish in that I am Brahman. Now coming to the verse number 10.
Sanyasa sarva karmani bhava bandha vimuktaye yatyatam panditai dhirai
Atma Vyasa Upasthitai
Sanyasa Sarva Karmani Bhava Bandha Vimuktai Yatyatam Panditai Dhirai Atma Vyasa Upasthitai
Sanyasa Sarva Karmani. We have to renounce all action. Why? Bhava Bindu Muktaye, for coming out of this sansar sagar. Yatyatam Panditai Dhirai Atma Vyas Uvasite, the Panditai, the Dhirai, the wise person, they should do the Atma Vyas. So what is this Bhava Bindu Muktaye? So if we have got these qualifications, as stated in verse number 2, after getting the human form, then we have got the masculine qualities and all that. Then bhava bindu vimukta. What is this bhava? Sagar. So there are 5 things: avidya, asmita, rag, desh, and avinivesh. Avidya. We are in this bhava sagar because of avidya. What is avidya? Ignorance of what? Ignorance of self is avidya. And Who is Jnani? Knower of the self is Jnani. And who is not knower of self is Ajnani. So Ajnan is the first cause. Second is Asmita. Asmita means ego, I-ness, aham, aham, aham. We have got this aham bhav. This is Asmita. Then Rag, likes, Dvesh, dislikes, Abhinivesh, the fear of death, fear of change. These are five kleshas stated in Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Avidya, Asmita, Raga, Dvesha, Abhinivesha. Abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means fear of death, fear of change. Besides this, there are many other emotions, the Krodh, Lobh and all these are also there. They all keep us in this sansar sagar. Sanyasya sarva karmani. Give up all actions. Don't misunderstand. Here Shankaracharya ji said, you have to leave all kamya karma. All selfish desires is to be renounced, number one. Number two, no nitya and naimitya karma also is to be renounced. Nitya and naimittik karma also to be renounced. Number three, all karma which obstruct your spiritual sadhana is also to be renounced. So three type of karma is included in sannyasya sarva karmani. Very good. Why it is said so? Can you see the tree and read the book simultaneously? Can you see the tree and at the same time I want to read the book also? Not possible. You have to withdraw your attention from outside, then only you can read the book. Similarly, we have to withdraw from outside. And withdrawing from outside, sannyasya sarva karmani, nitya namitik karma, selfish karma, all from withdraw from everybody, every action. Then, know it for sure that the material progress and the spiritual progress will not happen together. You must be very, very clear about that. Material progress, going extrovert, going outside. Spiritual progress, taking U-turn and entering inside. Can you do it together, simultaneously? Can you do it? Going outside, coming in? No, not possible. That is why you will find even Gurudev left his job of journalism. Sannyasya sarva karmani, went to Uttarkashi for Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. Vivekanand also did the same thing. For 2 years he was wandering. Then again he came back. So for this knowledge, you have to go to a secluded place for some time. In our Vedanta course for 2 years, we were kept secluded. We were not allowed to go outside the campus. Whatever you need, there is a person, tell him, I want bread. He will bring bread. Sannyasya sarva. No selfish desire, nothing. No nitya naimitik karma. Whole day you are reveling in the Brahman. Continuously chintan of the Brahman only. For a limited period of time. What about the Grihasthis? In earlier class, we cleared it for the Grihasthi, there is only one mark. What is that mark? Pravritti mark, Karma Yoga. Because we have already opted, nobody forced us to enter into Grihastha Ashram. Did anybody force you to get married? Nobody forced you. We opted for it. once entered into the Grihastha Ashram, we have to do the Pravritti Marg. And what is Nivritti Marg? Nivritti Marg is sannyas everything, come to Sravan Manan and Nididhyasan. This is Nivritti Marg. So how long our duties will continue? Thakur Ramakrishna gave beautiful example for this. He said, when in a family son gets married, the daughter-in-law comes in the house, mother-in-law gives her duty that now you have to help me in the household work. Is it not so? Same daughter-in-law when gets pregnant, from 1 month toward moving toward the 9th month, same mother-in-law says, now you don't work. The 9th month, she advises daughter-in-law, you don't have to work now, you take rest. Similarly, when you progress on this path in your household life also, doing the karma yoga, the Lord will take care of your duties. He will remove your duties slowly, 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 as you progress. Even in Guruji, in our On a Quest movie, in the last portion, he said, chalna suru karo, uske baad mein the road will be clear, start walking. The problem is that we don't start walking. The moment we start walking, the road will be clear. Good. So, Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, as far as possible, in our Grihastha Ashram, we should continue. Lord has given us this opportunity, we are getting some time also, and we have started our sadhana. Many people may say, I have physically renounced all activities. Here Shankaracharya says that you have to renounce mentally also. People may be doing no physical work, but mentally, still they are roaming into object, emotions and thought. That means in the world. Shankaracharya says you have to renounce all activities of the sansar. Not even think of it. Very good. Many people come to the Jnana Yajna. In our Chinmay mission, we conduct a Jnana Yajna. You come in the evening, 7:30. Normally it used to be 7 days, now it is 3 days in America. Friday evening, Saturday evening and Sunday evening, 3 days only. That also you come from the work. After your dinner you come here 7:30 and your brain is tired. Still you enjoy. But you go to the Mahasamadhi camp, stay for 3 days or 4 days. You don't have to worry about your children, you don't worry about your food. Everything is taken care of. Then at that time you say, well, camp is definitely much more better. Why? Because the mind also, physically you are doing nothing. Mentally also you are not thinking about the worldly things because you don't have to worry about your food, shelter, sub, everything is there. And Gurudev used to give a sannyas for 7 days, ochre cloth. For 7 days you are not thinking about the world. I am talking about the camp, not Jnana Yajna. There is a difference between Jnana Yajna and camp. In Jnana Yajna, you stay in your home, come only at the time of the discourse and go back home. So you are whole day, you are, at least for 1.5 hours you are not worrying, but the rest of the time you are worrying about the world. But the same person when he comes to the camp, he is no more worrying about the worldly things. And he enjoys there. Sannyasta sarvakarmani. In some ashram, they don't teach even any scripture unless you are brahmachari, you are sattvic, your mind is pure, then only this knowledge is given. In Ramakrishna mission, they will not allow you, they will not even tell you how to chant Purushottam also. They will not teach. It is only meant for brahmacharis. householder will not get it. Then after that, after giving up action, what is to be done? Don't remain idle. Chhod diya sab kaam. Then what will happen? Yesterday I told you the story of the student. Fail ho gaya fir. One mother complained to one Mahatma, exam has approached, my son is not studying, he will fail. Mahatmaji, you tell him. Mahatma said, when is your exam? Next month. What are you doing? Playing. Stop playing till the exam is over. He said, okay. Then after that exam came, boy appeared in the exam, failed. Next time Mahatmaji came and asked, what happened? How come you failed? Did you play? No. Did you study? No. You didn't tell me. You told me only to stop playing. I stopped, but I didn't study. Yatatam. What is to be done after renouncing all the actions? What is to be done? Something is to be done. Yatatam. Panditai dhirai upasthitai. He is telling such person is Pandit Dhira, he is a wise person who has withdrawn, who has renounced all the actions. What should they do? Atmabhyas. Only one thing is to be done is the Atmabhyas. That is what we used to do in our 2-year Vedanta course. Whole day Atmabhyas. What is this Atmabhyas? So it is said, Vidyaran Swami said, that tat chintanam tat kathanam anyonyat tat prabodhanam etad ek param tattvam brahma abhyas vidu buddha. Buddha, the realized people say, tat chintanam. Continuously thinking about tat, that. Tat kathanam, speak about that only, tat kathanam. Anyonyat tat prabodhanam, discuss with others, only that. The topic is only that tattva, that Brahman. Etat ek paramatvam brahma abhyas vidu buddha. This is the abhyas to be done. This is called atma abhyas. The whole day we have to do the same. Same thing is written in Bhagavad Gita also. Mat chitta madgat pranaha bodhayanta parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tusyanti charamanti cha. Machitta, the mind is to be fixed in me. Lord says, Machitta. Then madgat prana means all activities should be for me. Madgat prana, bodhayanta parasparam, enlightening one another. When you discuss, then you discuss about me only. Kathayansya mam nityam, speaking of me only. Tusyanti, they get contented. Ramanti, they delight in that. So in Bhakti Mark also is the same thing is said. In Gyan Mark also is the same thing said, nothing different. Whether you want to go via Bhakti Mark or the Gyan Mark, you have to do this thing. Your body, mind and intellect should be always here. Either in the way of Nirgun Nirakar or in the Sagun form you want to do it Sagun form. Whatever is convenient. So dedicate whole life for that. Sannyasya sarva karmani. Why giving up all actions? Because all actions are limited. Give up the action when they have given their result. Do the karma yoga. When the karma yoga has given the result, stop it. Now go forward for the next step. Go for the sravan, manan, niti, dhyasan. This way you have to go. Don't get stuck in the karma and upasana whole life. When they have given their fruits, katam. When the mind is purified, then comes for the clarity. Purity and clarity. Purity of mind is the prerequisite for the knowledge. Knowledge will take 1 second. Purity may take many lives. And purity is the first step. You cannot escape it. Choice is yours. You want to do in this life, do it. Or wait. Wait for the next human form, human body. So after karma and upasana, what is to be done? What is the next step? We have already studied in Upadesar, manasam tukyam margane krite naiva manasam marga arjavad. After that you start. What is this mind? When you start inquiring the mind, you will find there is no mind. Or, aham ayam kuto bhavanti chinvataha. Where is this aham coming from? Aham, aham, aham. While discussing Upadesar, we have seen that there are two types of vrittis, adam vritti, idam vritti and aham vritti. Idam vritti means all the vritti thoughts relating to the world. This is chair, this is table, idam, 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 idam. And who is illuminating this idam vritti is the aham vritti. What we know as aham vritti is the ego, 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 ego. Then Raman Maharshi says, you inquire this aham vritti, where is this aham, aham, aham happening? Once you start inquiring, you will find the suddha aham there. The ego also gone. So this is to be done. What is to be done after the sannyas of the karma? You have to do inquiry. So if you are householder, be very, very clear, I am again repeating, we have chosen this household marg. For us, we can also reach ultimate, but for us is karma yoga. Karma yoga means all our duties we have to perform for the happiness of the Lord. No specific duty is mentioned in the scripture. If you are a teacher, do go on teaching. Doctor, do on your professional work. Sweeper will do the sweeping. Householder lady will cook. Look after the household things. But only thing you have to think that whatever I am doing with this action, Lord will be happy. That's all. Iswara arpitam. Nechaya kritam is not for me, it's for the Lord. If you do that, we can also reach there. In our last class, again I am reminding you, there is a Bihanga Marga and there is a Pipilika Marga. Bihanga Marga, the bird wants to reach the top of the tree. So Bihanga Marga, Pipilika. Pipilika will also reach. What is Bihanga Marg? Sarvan Mana Nidhi Dhyasan is the Bihanga Marg. Straightway. Bihanga Marg. What is Pipilika Marg? Karma Yoga. And with Karma Yoga only, you can reduce your vasana, your likes and dislikes. That is one, two of the kles. Likes and dislikes are two klesas. Very good. Next.
Chittasya shuddhaye karma.
Chittasya shuddhaye karma.
Natu vastu palabdhaye.
Natu vastu palabdhaye.
Vastu siddhir vicharena.
Vastu siddhir vicharena.
Nakinchit karma koti bhihi.
Nakinchit karma koti bhihi.
Chittasya shuddhaye karma. Natu vastu palabdhaye. Vastu siddhir vicharena. Nakinchit karma koti bhihi.
Very important verse. Shankaracharya says, chittasya shuddhaye karma. He tells what we will get by karma. Chittasya suttaye karma. Karma will purify your mind. That's all. Natu vastu palabdhaye. You will not get the truth by doing karma. Very clearly I said, na vastu, vastu, the tattva, the essence, you will not get by karma. What can you get by karma? We have studied in our Isavasya Upanishad. Only four things. उत्पाद्य विकार्य संस्कार्य आप्य ओनली फोर थिंग्स यू कैन डू बाय कर्म इफ यू कैन कम आउट विथ एनी अदर थिंग लेट मी नो आई विल इन्फॉर्म शंकराचार्य जी उत्पाद्य यू कैन क्रिएट समथिंग बाय कर्म विकार्य यू कैन मॉडिफाई समथिंग Whatever is there, you can modify it. Sanskarya, you can purify anything. Apya, you can attain something which you don't have. Now apply on the Atma. Can you produce Atma? Utpadya. By karma, you can produce. Can you produce Atma? Can you modify Atma? Can you purify Atma? Can you attain Atma from somewhere outside? No, it is already with you. So by karma, you cannot get Atman. Is it clear? Another way to think. Who is the father of karma? Father of the karma is avidya. Can you get vidya by avidya? Very simple. Can you get vidya by avidya? The cause of action is vasana. Vasana is avidya. Because of avidya, what is this avidya? I don't know this truth. This is avidya. I think that I am incomplete. But Brahman is Purna. Purna madha, Purna midam, Purnat. Is Purna. Brahman is Purna. Is complete. It needs nothing from the world. We are all Brahman. We are all Purna. Not knowing this thing that we are Purna, we are thinking we are Apurna. Apurna means incomplete. And in order to make ourselves complete, we are going to object emotions and thought, thinking that this object, this person, this being, so much of wealth will make me complete. Whole life we are doing this thing. Till today we are not successful. And I can assure you that you will not be successful in future also. How can you become complete? You can become complete only when you know this, when you become this. So by karma, you cannot obtain Atman. By karma, chittasya suddhaye karma. Chitta will be purified, mind will be purified. Which karma? Niskama karma. Karma yoga, not sakam karma. Why? Because sakam karma will again leave an impression here. Your capital of vasana will increase. If you want to increase your capital of vasana, your likes and dislikes, your tendencies, go on doing what you are doing till today. Jo karte the, wo karte raho. Sakam karma. Because Lord is not in your life. So that will strengthen this vasana. This capital will increase. And we have to, in this human life, we have to reduce this to zero because this is karan sarir, this is causal body, is the cause of subtle body and the gross body. The whole purpose of the life, human life, is to reduce this vasana, these tendencies, these likes and dislikes to zero. If this becomes zero, there is no prompter of action in the intellect. There is no action at the body level. then we call it as naiskarmya. Vasana-less state is the action-less state. When the vasanas are zero, actions at the body level also become zero. Good. So the purpose of karma yoga is only to purify your mind. When the purification has happened, go ahead. Like when we go to some places, we take bus, car or aeroplane. When reach our destination, do we not leave them? We leave them. Train se utar jate hain, gaadi chhod dete hain, then we go to somewhere where is our destination. So we also have to leave that. But don't leave without the purification of mind. People misunderstand. Shankaracharya is going to tell about that also. About our misunderstanding. People start thinking, humko karma yoga nahi karna hai, sidha shravan manan, no karma yoga. Are nahi bhai, you are householder, you have to do. You have got no choice. Very good. Vastu siddhi vicharena. Vastu siddhi vicharena. Vichar. You have to realize that tattva only by vichar. It's the right thinking. Only thinking is required. And that thinking is subtle thinking. No action, no super activities are required there. Only the sattvic pure mind is required. Rajasic mind will not help you. So sattvic mind is required. And vichar should be proper. It should not be hazardous. One thought should lead to another. Another thought should lead to another. There should be connection in that thought. There should be analytical. You should reach there. And it happens. Like in Upadesar. You see, the vichar is given in Upadesar. Raman Maharshi said, you start with the puja, jap, third was? Chintanam, very good. He has given the sequence, how to proceed. And once you complete this puja, jap and chintanam, then come to the Gyan mark. Manasam tukim. The starting point, puja. Why puja? In puja, three equipments are required. Body, mind and speech. So riding a tricycle is easier. You don't need any support. In japa, two equipments are required. Mind and? Chintanam? Difficult. Guruji has written. When three equipments are required, it is easy. Two equipment, bicycle, little bit difficult. And riding on one wheel, very difficult. Chintanam. Even after Chintanam, he said, Manusam tukim. Now you have to think, what is this Chintan? What is this mind? Inquire about the mind. Yesterday we were discussing that the mind is the seat where we get all sukha dukkha, our experience in the mind. And to get the sukha, what we do, we always arrange or modify the things outside. We try to change the situation, persons, being, place, is it not so? To get the sukha. Now he says, why don't you think about the mind itself? Why are you changing or striving outside? You don't have to do anything. Find out whether the mind at all is there or not. And by inquiry, he proved there is no mind. Khata. This vichar is to be done. In tattva bodh also we have studied. Atma kaha. Stula. And after that, Shankaracharya took each word and explained each term. The whole definition, each word is. This is what is, this is vichar. One thought leads to another. Then again to the third thought. Continuity should be there. So vichar should be done with the praman purvakam. Praman purvakam means according to the scripture, as said by Guru. Even it is said, even if you are Vidwan, the scholar in the Sanskrit, Shankaracharya will say, don't try to enter into the Shastra. Even if you are Vidwan, don't try to enter the Shastra. Go as advised by the Guru. Okay, so the purpose of the role of the action is only the Chitta Shuddhi. It will change your quality and texture of mind. Quality and texture of mind, vasanas, will start slowly reducing. Texture will change. Now the impressions is, instead of world, impressions of Lord is coming. In Sakam Karma, there is no Ishwar in your life. When you do Karma Yoga, Ishwar is coming, because I am doing each and every action for the happiness of the Lord. Lord has now come into my life. If the Lord has come into your life, the vasana, what is the texture and structure of vasana now? In Sakam Karma, it was all worldly things. Now slowly the Lord is also coming into that vasana. It purifies slowly. It will take time. Like if there is a tank of full of dirty water, start putting in the good water, clean water. What will happen? In course of time, all dirty water will overflow. Similarly, when the Lord comes into your life, slowly. In Bhagavad it is said, He enters through your ear. Bhagavad Katha, if you listen, He enters through your ear. Then He sits in your heart. Will He sit idle? No. He will start cleaning. Cleaning means vasana will start reducing. This way it happens. Gurudev writes in the last paragraph here. Here Shankara points out that the karma, when undertaken with a pure niskam bhava, purifies the inner instrument of feeling and understanding. Purification of vasana. The word suddhi used in the connection with the mind is to be understood as a greater degree of integration. Mind and intellect integrates. The purer the mind has a greater capacity to concentrate. When an action is undertaken with a motive, the individual must necessarily be shattered and fatigued. This is our own experience. When we do our any sakam karma, we feel shattered and fatigued under his persecution. On the other hand, when an act of charity or kindness is done in a spirit of dedication and love, with no ulterior motive, the mind cozily settles down and the peace that rises within the sadhak increases automatically and his personality becomes more and more integrated. Selfless action do not help a seeker directly in his flight. Selfless action, that does not help directly in the flight of self-discovery. But they certainly have a place in one's sadhana, inasmuch as they prepare the individual to transcend the ego and give him the wings for the last flight to the beyond. Mahatma says, divide the students into two groups. One group is talking, another group is silent. After some time, give a problem to both of them, same problem. You will find the students who are quiet, they will come out quickly with the answer. And those who were talking, they will take more time. Rajasik, Sattvic. That is why the peaceful mind is required. So the pure mind will help in the Vastu Siddhi. by action we can't get the vastu siddhi directly, but the actions, action means the karma yoga helps us in getting that siddhi. So don't get scared of vichar, don't get tired of vichar. And how this vichar is to be done, now example is given in the next verse.
Samyak vicharata siddha, samyak vicharata siddha, rajju tattva vadharana, rajju tattva vadharana, bhrantyodita mahasarpa, bhrantyodita mahasarpa, bhaya dukkha vinashini, bhaya dukkha vinashini, samyak vicharata siddha, rajju tattva vadharana, bhrantyodita mahasarpa, bhaya dukkha vinashini.
Samyak vicharata siddha, by the vichar, by the correct thinking, siddha, siddha means gain. What? Rajju tattva vadharana, the famous example of Rajju and sarpa is coming. Rope and snake. We have got limited example. Shankaracharya has come to it. Rajju tattva vadharana, bhranto udita mahasarpa. There is a Rajju, there is a rope, and we are not able to see for some reason. It's not a rope. We think it mahasarpa. It's a sarp there, snake there. Then what happens? Then the bhaya, dukkha start. It has bitten me, and now the poison is going up and down. How will that go away? By tattva vadharana. You have to know the truth. The example is like this. Suppose you are staying in downtown of Chicago, and your flat apartment is on, say, 10th floor. One day evening, you are going upstairs by lift, and the bulb on your, what you call, on the landing, when you come out of the lift in the landing, the bulb is fused, you are not able to see. And there is something lying on the floor, not knowing it is a rope, you thought there is a snake, and you stepped on it, and you thought it has bitten you also. You went inside your apartment thinking, now the snake has bitten. Mahasarpa, poisonous sarp, snake has bitten you, and the poison is now slowly from the legs starts going up and up, and you are sorrowful, very unhappy. Suppose then your son comes after half an hour. He says, "Father, what happened? I'm bitten by snake. Where is the snake? It's there on the landing." He goes there and he picks up and he says, "Is this the snake? Is the rope?" The moment he came to know about the rope, all poison, all sorrows, all dukkha, gone. Is it not so? Tattva avadharana, bhranto udita. It is bhranti. Acha, it is not necessary that everybody will see snake. Some may see the rope itself. Like the son, he saw the rope, he didn't see the snake. Father saw snake. Some other people may see it like a bhuchidra, same rope example. Some may think it is bhuchidra. Some may think it is a dry garland. Some may think it is a danda stick. Or some may see as a rope as it is. Samyak vicharata. Samyak means balanced thinking, right thinking. You will get it. So it is, we get to know the rope by correct thinking. Can you get it by doing the puja? At that time, start doing the puja of that sarpa there. Will you get the knowledge? No. You will not get knowledge. Knowledge you will get only by right thinking, next verse.
Arthasya nischayo drishtah, arthasya nischayo drishtah, vicharena hitoktitah, vicharena hitoktitah, nasnanena nadanena, nasnanena nadanena, pranayama shatena va, pranayama shatena va, arthasya nischayo drishtah, vicharena hitoktitah, nasnanena nadanena, pranayama shatena va.
Arthasya, arthasya means the reality, the truth. Nischayo, conviction, drishtah, drishtah means seen. It can be determination or conviction of the nature of the truth is seen. How? Vicharena hitoktitah, vicharena, by right thinking. Hitoktitah, uktita, said by whom? Hita, those who think about our welfare, the master or the guru. Whatever he says, according to you, try to understand. Hitoktitah. Nasnanena. You will not get knowledge by snan. Hum roj Ganga Yamuna mein snan karte hain, my agyan will be over. It will never happen. Na danena. By dan also, you will not get knowledge. Even if you give your whole kingdom, whole empire, you will not get knowledge. Na danena. Na pranayama satena. Whole day I am doing pranayama. My guru says, pranayama se mind quiet hota hai. So I want to quieten the mind. So whenever the mind is disturbed, sit down. So kya ra, sara din naak pakad ke baithe rahe? Quieten the mind. They have got different functions. We have to know. By snan, there could be outer suddhi, outer purification. By dan, you can purify your wealth. People don't think even that, they don't know. They think their wealth is very hard-earned wealth, it is pure. Nothing is needed to purify it. No, no. It's impure. You have to do dan, you have to give dan. Without dan, it will not get purified. Pranayam, by pranayam, it's good for your health. It's good for your health. It's an energy house, it gives you energy. But that is the result you will get from the pranayam. It will quieten your mind, that also is okay. But by pranayam, you will never get vastu. You will never get pranayam satenava. We'll see in detail in our next class. Om
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.